Number one, this is a podcast for small to medium businesses. We're going to talk marketing, hiring, leadership, human resources, taxes, operations, everything you need to run your business better. Number two, the experts you hear on this show are going to give you easy to understand tips that you can put in place quickly. Number three, every day you gotta laugh. Life is too short to take it seriously all the time. This is 3 for 3. Let's go. Okay, our first guest on the show is Christine Thierry, who's the president of Idea Agency in Sturbridge, Massachusetts. Christine founded Idea Agency more than 20 years ago as a brand development and performance marketing firm. And she works with businesses, brands, communities, and individuals to uncover potential and facilitate amazing transformations. And I've seen several examples of her work doing exactly that. Over the years, she has been named Business Person of the Year by her local Chamber of Commerce and Outstanding Woman in Business by a local business journal. She's the author of BrandStanza.com, a blog about branding. And Christine is the only certified brand strategist in New England, which I'm sure must serve as a good conversation starter at networking events. Do you ever use that line?
I do, because people want to know a little bit more about what it means and how I got my certification, etc. So it does definitely spark a good conversation.
Yeah. And branding is such an interesting topic. You know, there's people that are all about it, and I think there's people that really don't know what it means either. And so you can always kind of start where someone's at.
Absolutely.
So I'm really excited to have you here on the show today to talk about branding, because I've always really looked up to you on the subject of branding. I know that you're very well versed in it whenever I've heard you talk on the subject. So you look at the beginning of the year, people are always interested on what's coming up, trends, outlooks, the new approaches to it, and you've got a few here to share about branding. So, Christine, the floor is yours. Tell me, what do you see coming down the road for the next 12 months?
Sure. Thanks, Kurt. So, you know, I think the biggest thing I've been noticing is that companies now more than ever really need to align their business strategies with their brand strategies. And sometimes what happens is business strategy and planning for the year lives in the C-suite while marketing owns the brand strategy. And those two things really need to come together. And I think the companies that can do that, where you almost have a brand brief or a brand plan within your bigger business strategy, I think that makes so much sense, because brand touches so much more than just marketing. It really influences culture and HR practices. It should be evident in operations and the structure of your company. Products and research and development should, you know, take brand into consideration. And then, of course, marketing communications always has brand front and center. But I think really all of those things need to come together. So really aligning business and brand and making it inseparable needs to start happening more and more, I think.
Okay. And do you see companies or individuals that you work with, they jump too quickly into it without looking at the strategy part of it?
Oh, absolutely. I can't tell you how many people will call and say, looking for a brand development project, and they'll say, we really don't like our logo, and we're just hoping like for 5 logo designs. And I have to really stop them in their shoes and explain that a brand isn't just a logo or their tagline or a jingle, but that it's really the experience. It's your unique claim of distinction in the marketplace, but it's really an experience that one gets when they interact with your company. So, you know, your employees live and breathe your brand, and people who interact with them are having a brand experience. Your products are your brand. Your marketing is your brand. Your physical building that you're in will reflect your brand. So I think when people look at it from a much bigger holistic standpoint, they start to realize the impact of having a strong brand, what that really does.
Okay, so tip number one, alignment between brand and business strategies. Okay, so what's number two?
Number two, I would say, is that brands need to show up consistently in all the media they're in. And, you know, I hearken back to the day, and you're not as old as I am, but back in the day when we, you know, just had a few channels, TV, radio, outdoor, print, you know, whether it was magazine or newspaper, there was only a handful of places you would put your message. And today there are literally tens of thousands of places for brands to show up. And certainly you can't do them all, but the ones that you do choose to do, they really need to be consistent. And I'm not talking about making sure your headline is the same, whether it's in a tweet or a print ad or a billboard. What I'm talking about is making sure that your brand essence comes through in the right way, no matter where you are. So you might have a little bit of a different message on Twitter than you do, say, in the regular newspaper, but your brand, people should walk away with the same feeling of your brand. And oftentimes we recommend creating a brand messaging platform and a visual platform to help brands construct the guardrails that you need to follow so that whenever you're talking or communicating, that you're not veering off brand.
How does it change? How have you seen it change the brand messaging and the platform from, as you mentioned, different platforms from one to another? You have any examples that you've seen that play a significant part with clients in the past? Anything that can help someone kind of latch on to how you can stay consistent but still talk to your audience in different ways in different areas?
Sure. So, you know, actually I can, we certainly help our clients figure this out, but I actually like to even talk about it from my own agency standpoint. So we have, for instance, a social strategy, and while our brand, umbrella brand positioning is the same, we have different tones on Facebook. You know, we consider our audiences on Facebook to be a little bit more like, we call them friends of the show, and it's a little more behind the scenes, and we get a lot of engagement from employees and their families and past employees and hopefully future prospects, but they engage with us when we do things like have a crazy dress-up day or do some cooking at the office. They really love that, but they don't. That would not play well on, say, LinkedIn, where it's more business-focused. But we yet still have our creativity show through in different ways, whether it's a post or a video, but it's in a more professional manner that's maybe helping somebody with their strategies. So they can get the sense of our culture and our personality in either platform, and I'm just using those two as an example, but they walk away understanding who Idea Agency is, but it's different. It's a different approach in each platform. You have to almost put yourself in the shoes of the audience. And when somebody's on Facebook, they don't want to be preached to about, you know, what the latest trend is in this or that. They're talking with their cousins and their past roommates, and you want to be in that sort of mode versus when somebody's on LinkedIn, they're a little bit more business focused and they're seeking out information in that way.
I like that. Like the saying friends of the show. That's a good way of putting it.
Yes.
And you know, and the other thing I caught on to there is personality. You talk about brands, and to differentiate your brand from another's, you have to let that personality shine through. And I'm sure that's one of the challenges you run into.
Absolutely. And actually, just quickly on that note too, there was a Super Bowl ad this past year, and I actually went on a rant about it. So I promise I won't go on a rant about it now, but it was just a really good, it was a hair product, and I think it was called 10 Hair Day or something like that. But they had this amazing commercial. It was shot in black and white, and it was all these people with crazy hair, and they had a baby with all this hair, and they had a dog with like a hairdo, and just this amazingly shot, you know, video. And I immediately took down the website and went straight to the website, which was completely different than the TV commercial. It was very straightforward. It had models, not real people. It was like very colorful, very coiffed, and too perfect. Like this gritty black and white, really cool commercial led you to this perfectly slick, and it was just such a brand disconnect. And that personality that I was expecting was exactly the opposite when I got there. So that was a huge, that's a huge example of, to me, a fail in being consistent with your brand message.
That's a good point. All right. So tip number two, brand consistency and coordination. Okay. So what do you have for tip number three?
So this is really related to the consistent one, but we talked about different social media and whether it was print or radio. What's really hot now, you hear it all the time, is content marketing. And I feel that brands have to get content marketing right these days, because people just are throwing around the term and just spitting out content, and it's not very strategic. It's almost like quantity over quality. And I think brands need to make sure they are developing quality content. Certainly, you need to produce a lot of content to get searched on. However, there's a smart way to do it. So I think there's kind of like three things you need to think about when you're doing content marketing. And one is making sure you have a strategically planned content marketing plan, and that you understand the customer journey and what their pain point is at every stage of the journey, and that you have something helpful to offer at every stage. You're not selling, you're offering a helpful solution, and you're brand happens to be the one supporting that. It's very low-key selling. And then it has to be tactically relevant. So you need to be where your audience is. Maybe your audience isn't on Facebook, or maybe they are not reading the newspaper anymore. So I think wherever you're putting content, in content typically is found on, blogs and websites, and that's where you're sort of thinking of where the content strategy comes into play. It needs to make sense for your audience. So you really have to understand their online consumption, where they're spending their time, that sort of thing. And then the last thing is really what we just talked about, was staying on brand. So no matter, whether you're doing a 140 character tweet, or I think it's 280 now, or a long form content or a video, that you are making sure you're staying on brand, so you don't have that disconnect like that hair company I just talked about.
Right. Yeah. You know, one of the things about that is, as I pull out, is that, when you talk about low key selling, and you really have to have patience to be able to pull that off right. Mm. And what do you say to those out there that say, I don't have the patience for it, I need to get something sold right now? I'm sure you run into that once in a while.
You do, definitely do. Content marketing, just like brand development, you're kind of in it for the long haul. I think there's a place for quick hit promotion. You certainly have to set up. People are searching for information, and they want to find you. They don't want you to preach at them. So you have to position yourself in a way where they can find you and you're relevant. Now, if you need sort of a quick hit, there's often ways that you can either do a promotional, give a free consultation or a discount off a product or something, if you really need to move some sales quickly. But I wouldn't cheapen anything. I would do it in such a way that it's helpful. I think there are some ways that you can do it while staying true to your brand and not sort of just diving to the bottom of the price point, where you can offer something helpful for a limited period of time just to sort of get the sales boost up, so you see a little activity, you get a quick win, but you really do need to commit for the long term with these types of things.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you 100% on that. Well, while we're talking about trends, if I could tap you, as we talk about content marketing, hopefully our listeners know content marketing, we could talk about that all day long. Mm. Is there a platform or a type of content that you think is going to be bigger for 2018?
That's really interesting. And you can think of everything sort of from blogs to downloads to, landing pages. But, it's interesting what you're doing here with your podcast is, I think that is really, I don't want to say the next hot thing, because certainly there's people doing it that are on the hot bandwagon right now. But I think you're going to see a lot more podcasting and the short form videos, not long form videos. We're talking 30-second minute at the most videos, because people love videos. But I do think that from a content standpoint, because you can't jam that much content in a short video, that podcasts are excellent, because you'll have people who have a very niche interest, and they'll find it's almost like having their own personal radio show with their very focused interest. And so I think there's a lot of room for growth in content in that area.
Sounds good. Well, we'll see. You know, we'll see how it grows. It's an interesting form of communication, and you know, it's always changing. So, well, quick recap. Tip number one: business and brand strategy alignment. Tip number two: brand consistency and modifications along the way. And then tip number three: content marketing. So, these are the three brand tips from Christine Thierry. Are you ready for some jokes?
I am ready. I've been waiting like the whole interview for these jokes.
So, you know what? This is going to be easy for you because these are really bad jokes, not funny at all. And I'm really bad at telling jokes.
But so, you know, I have that courtesy laugh, that thing that I do. So I have to.
Well, we all do, you know, we're doing it right now. Okay. Well, so yeah, so I will mess up the punchlines and maybe that'll be part of the fun anyway. So,
okay,
so here we go. But first I forgot to mention, we have to come up with what our bet is here.
Oh, okay.
So I figure, okay, if you don't laugh, you keep a straight face during all this. And of course, since our listeners can't see us, I'll let them know if your face turns red or you're spinning or anything. But if you don't laugh straight face, I'll send you a Starbucks gift card, keep you awake a little bit longer, and hopefully have a little bit more joy in your life with some caffeine.
Okay. And if I do laugh, I send you the Starbucks gift card. Is that how it goes?
You don't have to send me anything. How about a tweet about the show when it comes out? Something simple like right. That.
Sounds good. I'll do that anyway.
Okay. All right. Ready to put your straight face on?
All right.
Good to go? Okay. Good. All right. Joke number one. How do you make antifreeze?
I don't know, Kurt. How do you make antifreeze?
Take away her blanket.
I'm not laughing.
It wasn't a laugh, it was a nose breath, really. Heavy nose breath.
Oh, see? Now I'm laughing.
Okay, all right. Well, I won't count that one. It was after the joke. All right, fair enough. All right, joke number two. What do you call the syrup? See, I told you I would mess up. What do you call the syrup with a speech impediment?
I don't know.
Mrs. Stuttersworth. Good.
Nodding.
Okay. Fair enough. Yep. Okay. Joke number three. What type of food is good for your feet?
I don't know.
Sushi.
Okay. That one I laughed. I did laugh.
All right. One out of three. Not bad.
Actually, the antifreeze was funnier, but up here in Boston, we say aunt. So it took me like just a minute.
Oh, right.
But yes.
I didn't think about the whole New England accent.
Yes, correct. But that was pretty funny.
Christine, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun, and I wish you the best of luck with the podcast. I'm sure it's going to be a huge success.
Well, thanks so much. Talk to you later.
All right. Sounds good.
This is Kurt Clyden, and I thank you for tuning in to another episode of 3 for 3. If you're not listening to the podcast through an app on your mobile phone, head over to the podcast app on your iPhone or to the Google Play app for Androids. Click on the search tool in the app, type in 3 for 3, that's the number 3, F-O-R, and then the number 3 again, and then subscribe so you can get every episode automatically. We have some great episodes coming up, so I hope you join us for more. See you next time.
3 for 3 is produced by the marketing gurus at Clyden & Associates in Akron, Ohio. Clyden & Associates is a full-service marketing communications agency that has been in business since 1975. For more information about the company, please visit Clyden.com, that's Kleidon.com, or call 330-666-5984. If you're interested in being a guest on the show or sponsoring a show, please email Kurt, that's Kurt with a K, at Clyden.com. Until next episode, keep building a great business and always, always keep laughing.